Hey y'all, what's up? I'm just sitting here and I heard about this maybe a month ago, but I'm just sitting here thinking, like, there was this lady I know, and I'm not even gonna give details because I don't know who's gonna be listening and make a connection. So, all right, there was this lady I knew when I was younger. Friend of the family type. She was older, like I was maybe maybe I say 13, 14, and she might have been at this time 40. So yeah, at this time it was this lady woman I know. But anyway, so, I always kept in touch with her growing up into my, older years down to where I'm at. It wasn't, every day we spoke, but, once Facebook came into play, you know, we connected, bonded, you know, we would speak fluently on Facebook and then we would drop off the radar and catch back up. You already know how that goes. But anyway, she has a son, only one, and pride and joy brag about this boy. I know her son, part of family, and part of his family, part of my family. You know, we were, you know, bro, sis, if we was ever, you know, came face to face. That's my little sis, that's my little bro, or however, age, whatever, however. But it was that type of shit. So Facebook became annoying after a while to see her post, whereas I unfollowed her because it was always him this, him that, he. I'm not a hater by all means. It was just that, okay, I don't know. She loved her son, okay, but dad fucking nabbit. If this nigga burp and it smell like fucking bologna apples, you don't need to tell anybody that. You feel me? If this nigga, you know, bought something and it was on sale, you don't need to talk about that. It was fucking annoying. And see, for me, I have low tolerance for bullshit like that. Like my nigga, like, who the fuck cares? Nobody cares. Who cares? No fucking body. And that's just what it was. But, all right, she bragged. Homegirl, you know, had a hard time, downfall. She climbed back up. She was doing good. I'm not mad. You know, her son is like my bro. I'm his sis, whatever. But, you know, it was the same old story with her. And, which is good. And again, I'm not even mad at that. You know, you big up your son, your daughter, whatever, much as you can, much as possible. But you know what? Routine shit gets boring fast. You know what I mean? Routine shit gets boring fast. So, niggas already knew that you could be scrolling down the book. I've done this. I've scrolled down a book, passed the person's name, seen whatever what was posted, and already knew where it came from. Matter of fact, who it came from. All right. So, again, lady I knew, grew up with, bigged up her fucking child all the fucking time to the point. All right, he was the Dom. He was on top of the world. He was King Midas. He was this, that, and third. So, one night, I'm going to say, like I said, at 14, I probably met them. And, her son might have been 3 years younger than me. So, I might have been 14. He might have been 11. What have you. So, now I'm at my age now. And I'm going to say he's in his probably mid-30s. You know what I'm saying? Since whoever trying to figure me the fuck out. He's in his mid-30s. And so, maybe last month, you know, I'm chilling and I get a fucking phone call like, yo, Tara, you remember da-da-da, I'm like, yo, what up? Oh, yeah, she ain't bragging now, like, what happened? This nigga is in jail for motherfucking murder. What? Jail for murder? Yes, the son and two other people, got arrested for murder. But the Son, the Almighty, who sits deep on a throne, and I'm not doing nothing bad. I'm in jail for murder. What? So I'm hearing the story, and you know, three people, him and two others, and two out of three said he was the one that had the gun. Now, the dude supposedly got shot in the face in front of his house. He was a teen. He supposedly was getting robbed or lost his life for drugs and money. Like, my brother. Stepbrother, whatever. But I'm like, how? But now, you know, it's just like, it's not even, fuck it, it's not even about, it's about how and why, but it's also about, like, a super, like, why, like, how, like, what? He did what? What the fuck did you do that for? Like, you just randomly, when niggas didn't, I mean, damn, if he's in front of his fucking house, like, my nigga, damn, y'all couldn't even walk down a block around the corner, so shorty couldn't get in the back seat and with a front seat, and y'all figured this shit out. Just what the boom, pow, you're dead, gone, goodbye. So now this nigga on front page because the other two supposedly turned themselves in and he's on the run, but then he willingly turns himself in because the police so called figured that. He ran out of places to hide and that people were not hiding him anymore. So it's still sad, you know, young black man, two beautiful kids, and he was there. But throughout his life of being my brother, or even though we were not close, but as I said, if we were to see each other, speak to each other, we would reminisce, laugh, you name it. But just to do something like that in a moment of anger or inebriation or being high or, you know, whatever, just to come back down and, you know, it's a reality storm that fucking hits you and you're gone, you know, and you're focused on what the fuck did I do, why, you do all that, you focus on all that, and then once you lose focus or you try to come to terms and, you know, can breathe again and, you know, catching your breath and, you know, you're blinking and slowed down. Your paces have become to a pause and maybe a walk. And then you sit down and you breathe and you're calm and you're trying to put this shit together even though you know you're wrong. But then after you do that, you realize you have fucking kids that you're never going to see again. And you're sitting here for fucking murder. So you're sitting there and you're sitting down and you tense back up and, you know, you start pacing again and your breathing becomes erratic and you can't. And then there's the bragging mom who loved her son so much that she posted him on Facebook and, you know, made an Instagram and he did this because he learned to fucking walk at 3 months and, you know, he said dada at 1 month and, you know what I'm saying? You know, he jailbroke your fucking fire stick at 2 years old. Okay, we got it. But where are you now? What happened? Did you lose friends and viewers and associates because you OD'd with your child? Is there such a thing of ODing or overdoing it? For those who don't know what OD is, it's overdoing it. Is there such a thing of overdoing it of a loved one or someone you want to, you know, you want this person to get acknowledged? Is there too much of doing anything? Where are you now? Besides the family, the supporters, they're going to support. You know, I know my sister will support anything I do if with my family or my son. And in both cases, I would do her, she would do me. If her son or daughter did something, we love. Love is love. Fuck what you thought. That's family. We don't ask no questions. And if we do, we get the true answer. Then we state why the fuck we think is wrong, right, or indifferent. And we still gonna push for hours. That's family. And I'm not just saying mine. I'm saying all. But, you know, in a sense like this, how do you do it? I'm not even talking about he's in jail for murder. Yes, because, well, that too. Because here you are bragging about this dude, which is fine. And you raised him the right way, and he did this, and he's mom's boy, and he's the best dude, and the best father. And, you know, growing up, I wish my mother would have did that to me, or I wish my dad would have did that to me. But see, I'm mentally fucked up. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm that, because I'm not. If people knew what the fuck went on inside Tara's mind, they wouldn't fucking believe it. Not only that, I'm a Gemini. And my mirror shows many faces. And it's so crazy because I can adapt to that. I have adapted to that. I can work it. I can do this shit with my eyes closed. You know what I'm saying? That's just another story. But I guess with all this being said, my question is like, what do you do in a situation like this? What do you do when that facade of that person you done put on Front Street in the face of everybody does something that made front page? How do you come back and snap back from that? How? What do you say? That person, your child, your lover, your best friend, that scholarship, that, and it's all right. You got all rights reserved to do that. But God dang fucking Abbott, you don't have to do it 24 motherfucking 7 times a day. Okay? We got it when you posted last week. We congratulated you. We done sent rhubarb motherfucking pies. Okay? We done talked about it in the bathroom stall. We done talked about it. We done passed tissues and, you know, cut niggas down on cigarettes. And, you know, we celebrated you too in our own little motherfucking way. Everybody can celebrate it when you're on social media. But when you do it OD style, which is still fine. But you know what? God always got a fucking way of slowing your ass the fuck down. Because I happened to go to her page recently. I think it was today. And I see people posting to her. And posting to her. And I haven't seen nothing. I mean, I'm not knocking her. I would do the same thing. I would curl up into a motherfucking ball. You know? If it was my only, I don't even know if I can say I'd still be alive at this moment, because how and why, you know, and on the reverse side, when I bigged you up, I fucking was proud of you every day, I put you on Front Street, you know, I did all this, because I figured if I did it and you see that I did it and I cared, as a single parent, you would change your ways. Even the ways that I didn't know about that you knew were wrong. We all got them hidden ways. That you would see that I loved you. You know, only thing is that she couldn't see that she loved you so much that it got annoying. And, you know, okay, we got it. You know, but, you know, how do you come back from that? How? I'm not bashing. I love her. I haven't spoke to her. What do I say to her? I wanted to say something. I don't have a phone number because we haven't physically spoken in maybe, I'd say 2 years. But when we do, we speak. I'm not going to say what she called me. I'm not going to say what I call her because we are very close. But, it's sad. It's really sad. And I met her through an older person she used to deal with when I was younger. I mean older, you know, family to family. That's how she came into my sisters and brothers' lives. That's how she came into my sister's lives. I mean, my sister and my brother's lives, because we met through somebody else. So it runs deep, but I mean, I don't know. And I pray for her, and I wish the best for him, and I hope the Lord, you know, give them, I can't think of what I'm looking for. I just hope they give her strength, whereas I know it's needed, and I hope he gives him faith, and he don't end it, his life, or come to find out. As I said, he was looking for drugs, and then when I see the pictures of him, I think, yeah, maybe he went to drugs. And, you know, now that I mention it, maybe that's why she possibly could have reached out. But that's fine, because we do stuff in our own way, in our own form, and for whatever reasons, we do things. And it's okay if it becomes annoying, but again, you put that out there of who you were, and you know, and your son is everything. We all had this person. Oh, they think they all that. This nigga, this bitch, or this woman, lady, whatever. So don't sit here and try to bash me about any fucking thing, because I'm going to strike back. But what I'm saying is, how do one bounce back from a situation such as dramatic as this? How? I can go on for days about this. Not only that, I'm having a little drink of Seagram's gin, watermelon flavored, and this just came up into my mind, so I decided to keep my, what this shit is this called? Postcag? Cast box? Some shit. To keep it going. What the fuck is that? Western? Oh, look at this Steven cigar. That nigga is fat. You know, to keep this shit going, I figured I would make this a topic, because how? I want to know. Anyway, I guess I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to use up 17 minutes and 5 seconds and ticking. So, yeah, let me know. Please, no negativity. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm just saying, like, how? Just fucking how? But anyway, love is love. You know, hugs, hugs, kisses, kisses. And we'll talk again. Bye.